Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. Dial toll-free here. Join us and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, if we get the chance, Mark will tell us about illegal rock stacking.
Oh, no.
Denver, apparently. Do not get high and stack rocks, or do not stack rocks anytime. We'll get into that here if we get the chance. But first, there is a story here, and by the way, Ian Conan and Mark in the studio tonight. There's a story here from the Concord Monitor. I guess editorial is a more accurate term. It is called Principles of Liberty Don't Erode Freedom by James Davis. Now, James is our newest blogger, actually, over at freekeen.com. So, Conan, he's joining you and myself, as well as the dozen or so other bloggers.
Outstanding.
He is our first Seacoast-based blogger.
Let me ask you, Ian, does he represent freekeen.com? Is he freekeen.com?
Might as well be now in the minds of some people.
Mm-hmm.
But James is an early mover, but a more recent mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Conan, what is the Free State Project?
The Free State Project is a mission, a project, to get 20,000 signers to move to New Hampshire within 5 years of the 20,000 deadline, or the culmination of 20,000 signers.
Specifically, people who've signed a statement saying that they will, when they move to New Hampshire, work, and I'm paraphrasing here, Mark, you probably know it better than I do, but...
Yeah, they'll put the maximum effort towards the creation of
the society in which the government's maximum role.
Practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
I'd say that's pretty close.
And that could mean anything from running for office to voting to just coming here and living here, so you don't really have to...
You have to do more than living here. I think the
act of living here is a part of the process.
You could say that, but I really would like to attract someone who's willing to do more than just move somewhere and live. Maybe go vote once in a while and go to a town meeting or something like that. Try to find something beyond the
norm. Hold on just a second. I don't know what you're being picky about here. You think somebody who's simply willing to live in New Hampshire is going to pick up their life and move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project?
I hope not.
If they're not willing to vote.
I'm not saying don't move, but look, the idea is you should be an activist when you get here. You should want to join the community of activists up here and get active and find something that excites you. If you haven't already figured it out, what you want to do, because a lot of people move here and they've never done activism before in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get here and there's all these opportunities. You can do whatever you want. You want to do politics? We got that in spades here in New Hampshire. Every year there's a damn election here. If you want to do politics... It's nonstop here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And
it's their state sport.
And there's other things that you can do as well. And there's also support roles, too. So, people will see a movie like Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, and they'll think, I don't want to get arrested. No, you don't have to get arrested to be an activist. You can be somebody who supports some of the more people who are out front, the people who are taking those kind of risks. And that's activism, too. To support those people is also activism. Anyway, James Davis is an early mover for the Free State Project. If you want to learn more about the Free State Project, you should go to freestateproject.org. But it was about 6 days ago when the Concord Monitor, which is the main newspaper in the Concord area, Concord being the capital of the state, when the Concord Monitor published an editorial piece that attacked the ideas of freedom. And that's what James is responding to here. I don't feel it's necessary to read the original piece because he sort of responds to it.
In there.
So it's easy to figure out what the original piece was, the thrust of it. Anyway, he says a recent column posited that Libertarian Party ideals, while they look good on paper, erode freedom. This was published in May 28th Monitor Forum.
Could only be written by a Democrat.
Mm. As someone who supported Barack Obama in his first run for the presidency and even attended his inauguration, I can understand these concerns. But as someone who has since come to self-identify as a libertarian, I think the author and the Monitor's readers could use some clarification as to what the principles of liberty actually are. Now, before I go on here, this is a 1,400-word essay written by James Davis.
Yeah, it's a big one.
all about liberty. How often are 1,400-word essays and other news articles about your local liberty movement appearing in your local news publications?
Well, we only have the Sentinel here in Keene is like not even a 700-word limit.
Well, that's for letters to the editor. This is actually like a column.
You got a column,
yeah,
basically.
This isn't in the letter section. This is an actual column to respond to.
This is above and beyond.
Correct. Yep. Correct. This is a lot more column space than the average person who writes a newspaper is allowed to.
I haven't talked to him, so I don't know if he wrote a very long LTE and they just decided to, letter to the editor, and just decided to
print it
turn
as an
it,
article.
Yeah, to make it as an article. I don't know the answer to that, but again, I think your question still stands, Ian, is how's it going where you are?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, be honest. Look at the last year's worth of press coverage in your local area and ask yourself, whether it's newspaper, whether it's television, whether it's radio, how much coverage has your local liberty movement received? I would be willing to bet it is near to zero. Very near to zero. I mean, I used to be involved in the Libertarian Party down in Florida, in Sarasota, and every now and then, something would, like my picture showed up in the paper once when I was holding a honk if you hate taxes sign out by the post office on tax day.
But it was almost a joke, right?
Like, yeah. Look at this dork.
We put it up at the radio station just
to make fun of
to me. Giggle, you yeah. know, to giggle about it and that sort of thing. And I think that people, to some extent, respected your temerity when it came to these issues. But part of what's funny about you holding a sign out in front of the post office that honk if you hate taxes, is the futility of having done it. That's part of what's funny. Here in New Hampshire, it's not nearly as futile. When you go out and do these things, it is part of a much greater statewide conversation about the ideas of liberty that are brought on by bringing activists, maybe if not of your caliber, 1,700 of them certainly aren't as active as you are, Ian,
no.
But 1,700 okay. people who have signed a statement in order to, you know, to be active. Those people are in state, and they're doing things. 1,700 people in a state of the size of New Hampshire is a sizable amount of people. The estimates have been that there are only a few hundred activists on the Republican and a few hundred activists on the Democrat side, and you know, obviously, the
you mean people who aren't Free Staters, people who are already here prior
right.
to the Free State Project.
No, these are activists who are they're political activists inside the politics there. So they're
you're right. You're talking about people who aren't Free Staters, though. Other
right.
people who
it's
are
not
active.
Just that they're not Free Staters, but they're not
they
libertarians,
hate freedom, right?
They're statists who are active inside the political process, and they're mainly just like every other place. They're fighting with each other.
Right. Now they're fighting with Free Staters as well.
Right. Now they're fighting. Now the Free Staters have come in, and they're significantly more of us. Now, we're not all involved in the political process at any given time. It can be difficult to get everybody to come out to one thing. You can't
it's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible to get everybody to come out. But
herding cats, right.
Yeah. We, the Free State Project, and have made the forces of liberty in this state relevant. Whereas
absolutely.
In your state, and I don't care what your state, what freedoms you have and what's special about your state, the ideas of liberty are irrelevant where you live.
What does Cynthia Chase say about the Free State Project? We are the biggest threat to New Hampshire.
The single greatest threat to the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right.
That's a state rep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a state rep from Keene, from the Keene area. And, of course, we're not a violent threat, but we are a threat to their existence.
We're just doing it the way they set it up, and we're just kind of, you know, following along their rules.
So, not always.
Well, yeah, well, some people, other than more than others.
But we get front page coverage.
On a regular basis.
Multiple times per year in multiple publications here in New Hampshire. That does not happen in other places.
Not too often.
You cannot find, in my opinion, a liberty-oriented group that is more politically relevant than the Free State Project, and so please go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Back to James Davis, he says the article that he's responding to started with and seemed to revolve around one question, quote, what exactly do libertarians mean by harm, unquote. And this is certainly the heart of the discussion. The libertarian idea of not doing harm, otherwise known as the non-aggression principle, can seem pretty confusing at first. While a drug user is only physically harming himself, what about the emotional ramifications for his family? What about the cost to society for his imprisonment or rehabilitation? That's why nebulous concepts like harm don't serve us nearly as well as the more precise definitions of what should be outlawed and what shouldn't. And I'll try to clarify what a libertarian position might be on the issues that the author expressed concern about. And many of these issues the author expresses concern about are the objections that libertarians hear all the time.
No, so yeah. We'll nothing's new here.
We'll go through these objections and the responses to them here in moments. James does a great job of it. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some objections to the ideas of freedom. They are going to be answered, and I would say answered very well, by James Davis, who is a Free Talk Live listener. He's a Free State Project early mover.
He also helps Free Talk Live a bit. I mean,
yeah, he does. He does the weekly digests, the emails that go out. And he does a great job with that, too.
Where is James located, at Concord? Or
Dover, so Seacoast area. And he's our newest blogger over at freekeen.com. He's the first one we've ever had in the Seacoast. So I'm excited, because a lot of people ask, what's going on the Seacoast? And I have no idea.
No.
There's now a blog on the Seacoast, which is good. It's called The Free Coast, but it's not really posted to that often. So it'll be nice to have a little bit of perspective from the east side of New Hampshire available over at freekeen.com. But this is actually a post that he made to the Concord Monitor, which is the newspaper of record for the Concord area, responding to a variety of objections from somebody claiming that libertarians, they say, that the libertarian policies will actually harm freedom, is what the Concord Monitor's original position was. So yep.
This is nothing new. People have been saying this kind of thing all the time for years.
Yeah, but that said, it's always important to go over.
Oh yeah, you got to go over these things. Sure.
These objections. So he points out that he wants to be very precise on definitions of what should and should not be outlawed, instead of just using the term harm. He's going to clarify here first with a noisy neighbor example.
This is my pet peeve right here.
Having noisy neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Especially dogs.
He says a person can absolutely cause harm to someone else by making excessive noise, and that's where a good understanding of property rights comes into play. If I am making noise on my property that travels onto someone else's property and stops them from performing their work, for instance, or sleeping while it's dark, I have violated their property rights. Now, this isn't to say I couldn't occasionally work out common sense arrangements in special circumstances, but by and large, someone else owning a piece of land means they have legitimate control over the sounds, air, and physical objects that enter onto their property. This is a rather clear-cut case where nearly every libertarian would agree with the common-sense solution, but where assumptions are made that they would not. Next, we have the example of helmet laws. We can get into that here in a moment. But, I mean, is he going too far by saying that you, as a property owner, because you own a piece of land, you have control over the sounds, air, and physical objects that enter onto your property?
I think he's largely correct, but I don't. But I think that there's some nuances to it. So, if, for instance, I own a large piece of property out in the in the woods, and I have lived there for 60 years. And every day at noon, I'm like the guy in Mary Poppins. I fire off a cannon. I'm like the admiral, and boom, get to the mizzenmast, right? Like I'm insane, and I fire a cannon off every day at noon.
Ooh, Great Expectations too had one of those guys.
Yeah. Now, is that so? And then one of the, for whatever reason, there you go. For whatever reason, somebody gets a little piece of land, builds their dream house on the piece of land that's relatively near mine, they did or didn't know that I'm firing off a cannon. They haven't done their research that there's a crazy person that fires a cannon every day at noon.
And has pigs.
Right. Well, I mean, the pigs are sort of irrelevant in comparison. But yes, this is an issue. So they come in and they're like busybodies. You know, they're retiring to the country and they want us some peace and quiet and they don't want to smell piggy poop either. And, looks like they've moved next to an insane man. Okay, fine. Now, remember, this is America where we have rights to be insane if that's what we wish. Now, if I've lived here for 60 years and every day at noon I fire off a cannon, I would contend to you that you are the interloper and that your demand that I not fire cannons at noon is actually, is the problem, not me. Like, I have homesteaded cannon firing at noon. I'm using obviously a crazy example, but the purpose is that there have been plenty of circumstances where somebody moves in to, say, next to a racetrack, and then they're like, oh dear God, do you realize that people drink beer and drive, and there's a whole bunch of noise on Friday and Saturday nights around this place?
Or an airport.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then you just have to listen to these people dealing with the municipal government over and over and over again when it's pretty obvious that they had a reasonable expectation there was going to be some noise going on from a racetrack.
There's actually a situation here in Keene where there are some apartments that are set up right next to a pig farm. And some of the residents made a big deal about it, and they're taking it to the city council, trying to get something done about these stinky pigs. And yes, they do stink, but guess who was there before the apartments? And so the question is, you know, who has the rights to do what they're doing? And
well, I think that in a situation where there isn't a government around, then I think Mark's argument makes a lot of sense. But unfortunately, the government's involved, and they're going to make arbitrary decisions based on the whims of the county bureaucrats. And so maybe they'll side on the pigman side, or maybe they'll side on the
apartment. You never know. Who knows?
The apartment guy probably has, you know, more connections because, you know, he's got business. He just did business in the county and bought the land and hired somebody to build those apartments. So maybe he's better connected, but you know, only time will tell, and it'll all be completely arbitrary. Whereas and James actually addresses this here a little bit later in his piece, but the one of the solutions, of course, to property violations is to have rules. And in a marketplace without the government, where we don't have a one-size-fits-all violent monopoly enforcing its way on people, then property owners would have the incentive to come together with other property owners and set up some ground rules about when's an appropriate time to make a bunch of noise on your property and when is not. I hate that it's only okay to, you know, be quiet at night. What about the people that work overnights? Shouldn't they have quiet during the daytime when they're trying to sleep?
Correct.
Why is it the people who sleep during the night are more important than the people who sleep during the day?
Third shift for 4 years in a row. Yeah,
you felt this, right?
I felt that this is a horrible thing.
How many times have you tried to go to sleep, somebody's cutting the lawn outside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so. Okay. So I don't want people to be disempowered about going to sleep. I have a pair of earplugs right near my bed. You know, and if things get too noisy in my house from my seven-year-old or my wife, who have different sort of schedules than I do. I work evenings. I get home. I'm still sort of wound up from doing the show. I go to bed later than they do. And, you know, they get up earlier. Consequently, they get up earlier.
Throw the earplugs in.
You know, I mean, do I want to tell my seven-year-old, seven-year-olds, here's a surprise for you, make noise when they learn, right? They talk to themselves, they play loud, they do a variety of things. Do I want my son to be just petrified of daddy's wrath? Or can I put in some, you know, 25-cent foam earplugs in my ears and just shut up?
And by the way, the answer to all this is the app, Relaxing Melodies, which is white noise, and it's a whole combination of different white noises, whether it's train or ocean or wind. Oh, it's beautiful.
And what's it called again?
It's called Relaxing Melodies. It's got a whole bunch of, it's free.
Nice.
Absolutely free.
I'm sure somebody's made free white noise apps out there, Ian.
So, anyway, but Mark, what I was pointing out, though, is that in the absence of the government, the neighbors will have to come together and decide on their own terms what the rules should be. Maybe there should be no rules. It just depends on where you want to live. Like, I prefer to not live in a deed-restricted area, but if there were reasonable deed restrictions, I might be willing to agree to something like that.
Including setting up a historical district, because you want your community to be, you know, retain its 100-year-old value or whatnot.
Yeah, I hate historic
districts. That's the silliest thing here, Keenan. It's about to grow because...
Is it?
They're trying to.
Oh, boy. 855-450-FREE's hour till free number here. We'll continue with more objections to liberty, and James Davis over at the Concord Monitor will be responding, and he does a pretty darn good job. We'll continue with that coming up, but you can share your thoughts as well on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. You can talk about your favorite objections to freedom. That's what we're addressing right now through James Davis, who's a listener of ours who wrote an editorial piece for the Concord Monitor in New Hampshire that is a response to kind of a hit piece, if you will, or a piece that is on the attack against liberty, saying that libertarians' policies will hurt freedom. That's what the original article was about. And so we're going through some of these objections here. We're going to continue that, but also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. And also keep in mind some of those features include our listening options. You can get live streamed Free Talk Live. You can listen to us later on via our podcast or direct download of MP3 archives. It's all completely free. Plus, we're on YouTube as well. You get a 3-hour-long YouTube video uploaded every single night here in the studio, unless there's some sort of technical difficulty that prevents it.
Certainly happens.
Probably they're up there 95% of the time.
Now, is that you guys doing that, or is that a fan that's putting
those
together?
I'm doing that. Yep, I'm doing
that. Oh, wow.
Now, it doesn't take that long, Conan, because I'm not editing the video, so all the commercial breaks are included. Everything's just sort of as the show is,
gotcha.
Basically. So I just basically take the cam feed that we're feeding now, and I'm recording it as we're feeding it live, and then I just take that chunk and throw it online. I don't even trim the beginning or the end. Just wherever I start it and wherever I end it, that's just what goes up.
Right now, is Eric still doing the little snippets of Free Talk Live snippets?
No, he stopped doing that. But other people, I think, are now doing
that. Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, so those are being posted where? On our Facebook page, Mark?
Yeah, generally.
Yeah, so anyway, you can go and get all of that through freetalklive.com. Back to some of the objections. So next we have the example of New Hampshire's helmet laws, or rather the lack thereof, because my understanding, in New Hampshire, at least if you're an adult, you don't have to have a helmet on if you're on a motorcycle.
Which, by the way, is complete idiocy, but hey, if you want to do it, who am I to stop you?
Super dangerous.
They're called brain buckets for a reason, because they keep your brains in your head when you hit the pavement.
I'm not a big fan of motorcycles generally. I mean, I just, you know, if you've got the option of having
a friend of mine died on one.
Four wheels on the ground or two wheels on the ground, I'm going to say go with four. I rode motorcycles for many, you know, several years. My father rode a motorcycle my whole life. It's not that I'm scared of them or anything like that. It's just the reality of it is that, you know, they're deadly in comparison to cars.
Right. They blend. They fall into blind spots like on a regular basis. They, you know, what's to protect you from, you know, all that metal that's going to come
not
crashing
into
you?
Damn thing.
It's nice. It's nice to have that better gas mileage, I've got to say, but you know, I just don't think it's worth it.
Well, anyway, in New Hampshire, it's your choice. And he says this is where things get a little more complicated. First, the author of the original article is correct that serious brain injury affects more than just the person with the injury. However, many of the societal burdens that come from such injuries come from earlier government interventions. The problem begins with the idea that a helmetless motorcycle rider can count on essentially unlimited health care when he or she becomes injured by his or her bad decision-making. The economic harm rendered unto society is thereby done by the government by way of assisting or essentially insuring such risky behavior.
Right, that's the problem with socialized medicine. If the individual isn't insured, then, you know, why should the rest of us take care of that guy who wasn't wearing his helmet?
Without government intervention, it's highly unlikely that anyone would insure someone who engaged in such risky behavior. And this actually might be a greater deterrent to the behavior that is taking place than any series of fines that the government could threaten. And then there's the aspect of how the decision.
It might. I mean, I think that to some, I think it's your head. It's your right to wear a helmet or not wear a helmet. Mm-hmm. But you need to consider that, you know, I have no obligation to take care of you. But we live in a culture where everybody has to sort of pay. You know, there's a great deal of socialized aspects to our medical care. Not to mention the fact that hospitals have to take care of you by law, whether you deserve that care or not. And I'd say that if you go out and ride without a helmet on, that you're taking your chances. It's not my business.
And then there's the aspect of how the decision affects the family of the person who's been harmed. This is the same argument that's used to defend a failing drug war as well, and it boils down to one fundamental question. Should governments legislate against behaviors that might cause great upset to a given person's family or friends? And we can see that, generally speaking, people do not appreciate such prohibitions. The state of New Hampshire sells alcohol, which has been a direct contributor to more family upset than brain injuries caused by motorcycle accidents. Tobacco-related illnesses have caused more families to sit devastated beside a family member's bed than harm related to people not wearing motorcycle helmets as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important perspective there. But basically, no one advocates for wholesale prohibition of such risky activities. Why? Because coercing people to not engage in risky behavior doesn't work. As heartsick as I can imagine I'd be if one of my sons were injured or died because of engaging in some sort of risky behavior, I understand that it is my and their responsibility to help them not to do those things. While I'd be upset if one of my sons did those things, they would not be harming me. I'd be upset about it, but they would be harming themselves.
Yeah, all you got to do is just go have a conversation with someone who smokes and try to convince them to quit because they're hurting themselves.
It never works.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a waste of time. It might work 5 years from now, you know, constantly nagging them every day for 5 years, but it's not working today.
I've never seen anybody give up smoking for anyone besides their children.
Hmm.
So, you know, I think that people know that smoking is bad for their health. This doesn't surprise them. And, you know, the best you can hope for is them to say something like, well, I don't intend to live anyway, live too long anyway. Well, you know.
Or I don't want to get old because that's the last thing I want in my life is to be an old codger and, you know, falling apart.
Yeah, there's lots of old drinkers, not too many old smokers.
I also understand that, as well-meaning as they may be, governmental attempts to help people engaging in risky behavior by punishing them only makes matters worse for the punished parties in society as a whole. New Hampshire taxpayers pay untold millions of dollars every single year to attempt to enforce unenforceable drug laws and imprison those who are caught. This is the real cost to society, and again, it's one that is imposed by the government. As for zoning laws, these are also things that can be handled by private property owners. There are already communities with self-imposed deed restrictions governed by homeowners associations. Deed restrictions could cover all of the worst-case scenarios that the author of the original editorial was fearful of, which, you know, the pig farm examples and
barking dogs, like people burning leaves, wet leaves in their yard, and the smoke is going right into your neighbor's house. You know, this, some, you know, noise pollution, air pollution. Smell pollution.
Yeah, we can handle all of that with private agreements between people. In a freer society, neighborhoods would have great incentive to band together to sign contracts that restricted certain types of development to maintain high property values and attract like-minded families and business owners. The terms of these contracts could be binding and could be passed along from one set of owners to another. Certainly, especially early on in such an arrangement, there would be significant adjustment period as people got used to the idea that property actually belonged to the property owner. But as society has organized itself throughout human history, I have great confidence that natural and voluntary arrangements can be reached over time.
Oh, that's yeah. Wouldn't that dream just be, you know, the ultimate?
The dream of no zoning or what?
The dream of actually owning my damn property.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And not having to pay what I pay every year to, you know, maintain the roads and the schools and whatnot.
Does that mean you don't want to maintain roads, Conan?
I would be more than happy to get together with my neighborhood and maintain our roads. And you know what? We do it a hell of a lot cheaper.
What about the old guy down the street who doesn't want to throw the money in? He's going to benefit from your road building.
I'm going to say that you're going to have that situation arise probably on a regular basis.
What about him?
Well, I mean, you could boycott him.
How are you going to do that? Build the road's going to have to go by his house. How are you going to boycott him?
That might just be something that we'll all pitch in and we'll have to deal with.
Just the cost of doing business, right?
That's right.
Just the cost of making your neighborhood better. You got to deal with that grumpy old bastard who just doesn't want to ever help out.
Well, I don't think that every time you want to fix the road on your little community, that you've got to go ask Earl down the street whether or not he's willing to pony up. Mm-hmm. What you would do is that you'd probably create what these, you know, essentially smaller governments. The problem is with government is it claims a monopoly. In my town, most of the roads are essentially communal driveways. They don't go anywhere except to people's houses. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a road that runs to seven people's houses, why in the hell am I paying for it if I'm not on that road? Especially if it's got like a bridge
on
it or something.
We're talking
like
about
that.
A grumpy guy who's on the road.
Right. It's a special road with curbs.
You guys would have to get together, everybody, sign a contract, an agreement.
He doesn't want to sign a contract.
Then he doesn't have to. Just leave his area unpaved.
855, 450,
everybody. He puts up a sign that says, Earl's a jerk.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about common objections to the ideas of liberty and answering them. James Davis is actually answering them. He's a listener of ours who's an early mover for the Free State Project. He moved back in 2014, so a relatively new mover compared to some of us on this program who've been here for a number of years. And he loves it, man. He's really hit the ground running. He's done some jury outreach already over there in Dover, starting that up over in Dover, which is awesome, doing jury nullification. He's been writing stuff, not just for the Concord Monitor, but also I guess he's got a piece coming up for the Free State Project. And I just signed him on with Free Keynes. So it's great to have him out there doing that. And everybody that comes here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project brings a unique set of abilities and talents. And they bring that to the activism world. And the more people that come here, the more diverse our activism approaches become. And it's just really a lot of fun. You can meet folks like James Davis. I suspect he's going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I know, Mark, you and I are going to be there. And we're going to be broadcasting live. In fact, Porkfest begins in less than 3 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you better get ready. If you've been thinking about this, you need to start getting into the planning phase if you're not already doing so, because this is going to be here before you know it. And some people are going to be moving, or not moving, but well, some will actually move during Porkfest, but others will arrive early before Porkfest, maybe stay at the campground a few days beforehand, just kind of tour around New Hampshire. Some will stay a few days afterwards and tour around. And so it's a great opportunity to come up and experience this liberty community that seems so unbelievable, I think, to some people who are on the outside of it, who wonder, is this for real? Are those guys on Free Talk Live just joshing us? Are they just kind of blowing this out of proportion? Is this for real?
Yeah, who ever heard of a talk radio host lying?
Well, this is for real, and we're not lying about it, but come see for yourself.
They usually get fired from their positions when they lie, right, Mark?
No. They just double down.
So, porkfest.com, go there. It's June 21st through 28th. That's a whole week. It's a Sunday through a Sunday, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night. There are all kinds of great events. Family activities are going to be going on there. Mark, you've been involved in some of the family stuff. There's stuff for little kids and stuff for teenagers and all ages in between.
And stuff for the crazies.
Stuff for all kinds of adults and parties like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which this will be the final year of Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. I know you're gonna miss it, Conan.
Yeah, I had the camera ready last year. I got 300 plus pictures. I think you can see them at the Old Pork Fest Facebook page.
Excellent.
Very, very neat to look at.
Well, I'm sure someone will be there with a camera this time around. There's usually more than a few people with cameras.
Yeah, Tennyson is a regular.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. There's just so much that happens during Pork Fest. It's the best week to come visit New Hampshire, I think, just because you've got almost everybody's in one place. There are only a few people who don't, you know, due to work or whatever prior obligations, they can't make it to this event. But if you want to meet James Davis, I suspect he's going to be attending, and as will about 1,500 other people, at least, if the most recent years are any indicator of how successful this year will be. So go and get registered. It's not too late to get your tickets online, porkfest.com. We will look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to James. He's in Michigan, in Kalamazoo. Hello, James.
Gentlemen, it's kind of funny that you were talking a little bit about what you would do in a society for the roads. I tuned in a little late because I met with a local liberty-minded group here, some libertarians, and we were talking about the exact same thing. So I just wanted to throw out there my idea is I think that would be the perfect time for somebody to be ostracized if they're unwilling to assist with. I think in a voluntary society that if you want to use said road, then, you know, you should pitch something in as opposed to, you know, and then just, I guess, restrict their use of said road.
Well, so that seems a little unreasonable, right? Like in the situation where you're in a neighborhood and 99% of the people in the neighborhood want to redo the road, and there's one grumpy old guy who's right in the middle of the road. And I'm not talking about the situation you're talking about, Mark, where there's like some long driveway that wouldn't be paved for the old guy.
No. My contention is that most roads, at least in my town, I don't know what it's like everywhere, but many roads are essentially communal driveways.
Yeah.
That a bunch of people live on the road, and those are the only people that should really be paying for that road.
I think we're all
the same thing
there.
If they were going to get cable run out to the boonies. I mean, why should the entire town pay for the one guy with cable?
I think we're all in agreement on that point. I'm talking about the one guy who's in that neighborhood who's refusing to go along with things, and what do you do in that circumstance? I don't think you can tell him he can't go to the grocery store, right?
But ostracization will work because we humans really do. We're looking for fellowship and approval.
Except for the grumpy old guy down the street who just doesn't
give a flip. Well, let me ask you this, Ian. If I build a road and, you know, like I get together with my friends and I build a road, can I put curbs on that road?
I guess it would depend on the...
Could I put a curb right across his driveway because he decided not to pay in? That's all I'm asking is, can I put a little bit of concrete on my road that I'm paying for and this jackhole isn't?
Well, that's a good question.
Wait for him. He'll be out there the next day with his jackhammer because he owns one, because every time you redo the road, you put a curb up in front of his driveway.
Well, at that point, he's not damaging his property. He's damaging mine.
Correct.
Yeah, and that also brings up another question, right? Like, okay, so how do we get from here to there? Because in the current situation, what I've been told, now I've never verified this is true, but this is what I've heard from the code enforcers around here, is that in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from, you actually own out to the middle of the road, the property owner.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would actually mean that the old guy would own that road. So, no, you wouldn't be able to put the curb on. But, again, that's just in this transitory question. There's also the question of, well, okay, if you are getting into an agreement with your other neighbors, then part of that agreement might be about, you know, how access is acquired and, you know, who will be agreeing to paying for that access. So if everybody's in agreement, you don't have a problem. But getting 100% of people to agree could be a little bit tricky. James, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, that was just an idea. Myself, I would just, you know, it would just be the cost of business. I would want the road to be nice, so I'd just do it myself. But that's me. I'm just not sure what other agreements others might come up with. So
I would pitch in to cover
the old guy?
The couple hundred feet.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I didn't get to say earlier, if my neighborhood was to get together and find the funds, which, by the way, are taken from us anyways, to go ahead and fix these roads, we could do it for
a better job.
A you know, a small, very small percentage of what they spend.
Yep.
And by the way, that includes snow removal, and that includes cleaning out the leaves from the gutters.
True. And there's evidence for that, too, where there have been neighborhoods who have actually, there was one in the UK where a neighborhood took action and they repaved an entire road that was being ignored by the town government, and they, you know, they did it for a fraction of the cost.
Right, and I'm also thinking of the pothole Robin Hood in, I think, Louisiana, where he was just going to see, he was tired of potholes, so he went and
just killed him.
He actually got materials from the community road.
I love that. That is activism I would support if somebody wanted to go out and do it. James, thanks for your call tonight.
Yeah, John, and I think you made a great point here, is that at currently, if you with the way things go, with the way governments pay for things and their inefficiencies, you're likely to still save money only if 75% of people in a given neighborhood
That's
are willing
true.
To pay for a road. And you don't have to do all the things we're talking about here, put in tire ripping strips and these sorts of things in front of people's driveways
or curbs.
Yeah,
curbs. What the hell?
Or whatever it is that you want. You don't have to do all these things. But if you want, if you're putting down a road, you can paint, hey, this jack hole didn't pay for the road. And that's, you could paint that right on the road. I mean, it's your road. And that's going to be kind of painful when, it's grumpy old Earl doesn't want to pay for the road. But Earl's got kids, right? And they visit every once in a while. And, oh, yeah, Dad didn't want to pay for the road. Well, that's how Dad is. Everybody is, feels these sorts of things when it comes to community. And at some point or another, a little bit of ostracization can go a long way.
New Hampshire.
And you just got to ask Earl, hey, Earl, what's it going to take, man? Really?
Yeah, what's your problem?
What do we got to do here, Earl? Everybody else is paying for the road. Yeah.
And you know what? He might just not want the curbs. And you know what? I would be Earl in that case. I'd be like, no, I don't need curbs.
Those curbs. They
are ridiculous. Here. You can't pull up on them, unless you've got a big old truck.
New Hampshire libertarians are not like the caricatures you see in U.S. Congress. This is James Davis again at the Concord Monitor. My wife and I were certified public school teachers and lifelong Democrats before changing our opinions on things. We spent the last 4 years running a nonprofit summer camp. Libertarians come in all shapes and sizes, from all parts of the world, and from all different socioeconomic situations. Some libertarians are jerks, just like some people of all political movements are jerks. But I didn't move to New Hampshire to be a jerk or tell people how to live their lives. I came only to find more freedom for myself, my family, and others who want it as well. I would never stand in the way of others governing themselves how they wanted to. I moved to New Hampshire precisely because of how I see the government failing our children, our poor, and our elderly. I believe that we must find solutions to the world's problems so we can help those who need it most. I just believe that we need to find compassionate solutions to these problems rather than relying on a government that forces people to help unwillingly. And that's from James Davis. You can read the full article. I cut a little bit out for that reading, so you can go to freekeen.com to see that. Check out Conan at blacksheeprising.org, and we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times.
Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.